Immigration has been a big theme in the presidential election, as you know. Donald Trump talks about it a lot on the campaign trail, but he doesn't often mention his own immigrant roots. His mother, Mary Ann McLeod, was born and raised on the Isle of Lewis off Scotland's northwest coast. It was a remote and rugged place when she left at the age of 17, and it still is. Reporter Carol Zoll went there recently and talked to people about their Trump connection.
I've been to Lewis lots of times. I have friends here. But on this trip, I'm thinking about something I've never really contemplated before. Donald Trump's connection to this island. He must have heard stories about this place when he was growing up, maybe about the island's Viking history or about its strict religion. The Sabbath is still a day of rest here. Only 7 years ago, there were protests when the ferry finally started sailing on Sundays. And Trump certainly would have heard about the landscape, the beautiful beaches, the harsh weather, and the almost complete absence of trees.
It's not a very big island, but it's not a very small island either.
Leslie Guy is a postman who lives on the west side of Lewis. His dog, Cecil, is helping him round up some sheep.
Ah, Cecil!
Good boy.
Lie down there!
Lie down.
I ask Les what people here think of Donald Trump. His response is diplomatic.
Everybody does know Donald Trump, but what people think of him exactly, I don't know. He does make the headlines. For the right reasons, the wrong reasons. Well, I would say the wrong reasons myself, but...
There are 20,000 people in Lewis, but it still feels like a place where everyone knows everyone. Rory Cunningham works for a car rental company at the local airport. He says people here have known for years about Trump's family history.
You know, we sort of almost boast a little bit about it, but then once it came to light, the sort of views try to distance ourselves from it.
Trump still has family on the island, but Cunningham says they're not so quick these days to claim Trump as their own.
Like, I know his family don't openly tell people that they are, you know, his first cousins. He clearly, from what I can tell, his mother's influence of island life and acceptance and being humble, I would say, has not been passed down to him.
My friend Bill McLeod grew up about 10 miles north of Tongue, the village where Trump's mother was raised. Bill lives in Glasgow now, but his parents are still in Lewis. I asked him whether he'd heard people talking about Trump's island roots.
Yeah, I've heard very little else when I'm up in Lewis. It's a talk of the town. I think people are quite amused. I mean, the disjunction between Trump, this kind of larger-than-life figure with rather extreme views, and Lewis, whether it's the landscape or the psychology of Lewis, is quite at odds.
Another friend, Chrisella Ross, says she thought the Trump connection was interesting at first, but then it just became embarrassing.
Because you do get linked, you know, if you get told, oh, that person is from your place, it sort of means that person is you, that person is like you, and I don't think many people here would want to ever think they were like him. I think he represents a total anathema of what these islands are.
Most people I spoke with in the island either joked about Trump or were deeply critical of him. But Rory Cunningham did try to find something positive to say.
There was a charity night for cancer research which was thrown up here. And one of his cousins is actually on the committee for the cancer research up here. So as a prize for that charity night, he did give 4 nights in one of his hotels in Las Vegas for free.
For the World, Carol Zoll, Lewis, Scotland.